Good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is 3K12 Education Talk Radio, and it's a pleasure to have you here today with us. We have a lovely show with good friends from TextHelp. We're going to be talking about a product of theirs called Read and Write, which helps to position school districts to correct possible learning loss next year. It's going to be a really good show, and I've got a team member from Nassau County, Florida, which is the county north of Jacksonville. Didn't even know there was one. I'm going to talk to her about that, okay? And that's Stacey Alvarian from TextHelp. We have Jeff Levinson. Going to be a good show. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. We're part of the American Consortium for Equity in Education over at ace-ed.org. That's where we're going to archive this podcast. Please go over there, read our magazine. Everything we do over there is free, ace-ed.org. The magazine is excellent. Equity and Access is what we're talking about over there. You can flip through, see all our wonderful advertisers, read some great articles, et cetera, et cetera. Some great information over there, and again, all the podcasts at ace-ed.org. Now I'm going to take a geography lesson because I'm embarrassed to say I lived in Florida. Stacey, it's Larry here. I lived in Florida, and I never heard of Nassau County, Florida. Okay, talk to me about Nassau County, Stacey.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for having me. Yes, you would not be the first person that did not know about Nassau County. I moved here about 12 years ago, and whenever my town is actually called Yulee, Florida. And I thought to myself, I've lived in Florida my whole life. I had never heard of it. But it's honestly a really beautiful location. We live close to what's called a mill town, so I'm right on the coast. I'm a little spoiled. I'm looking at a beautiful sunny day here, and so I'm not sure about Jeff being further up in New York, but I'm loving where I live right now.
That's cool. And I have to tell you, when I put a description of the show in, when I saw Nassau County, I immediately wrote New York. Okay, and then I looked again. I said, Florida. Everybody does that, right? Yeah. Everybody does that, right?
Yeah, we're quite smaller. We're quite smaller.
I bet. You know, you're breaking up a little bit. There's two things. I don't know why that's happening, but one of the things that sometimes work is to hang up and call back in.
Okay, I can give that a try. Sorry about that.
Let's give it a try. And then that's in those few minutes, I'll talk to Jeff, okay? There she goes. Oh, maybe it's it's Jeff who's causing the problem. Jeff, is that you?
Wait, could I possibly be causing a problem?
I think you're causing the problem. You hang up.
Wait a minute. I've been said all kinds of things, but never a problem.
Wait, hold on. Wait, it seems to be better. Wait one second. I'm trying to make this work here. Let's see if Stacey comes back on. Hold on. Stacey, are you there?
I am here. I'm here, Larry. Sorry about that if it was on my end.
I don't know whose end it was on. I'm getting an echo, whatever. All right, let's try Jeff, okay? I don't think it's Jeff, okay? But we'll see. Jeff, you're there?
I am, Larry.
Yeah, it's good to have you here, Jeff Levinson of TextHelp. And Jeff, tell us what you do over there as regional director. You must work with the schools down there and everybody else.
I do, Larry. I've been with it's funny. Stacey said she's been in her city for about 12 years. I've been at TextHelp about 12 years, and I'm responsible for our work with school districts from Maryland all the way down to Florida. I kind of hug the coast.
Wow. Do you drive it or fly it? Which do you do?
Well, good story. Good question. And it used to be I would drive everywhere few exceptions. You know, Miami, I would fly. But now, a few years later, I've got a couple people that work with me. So the good news is I don't have to drive quite as far. But it used to be great road time, nice and quiet.
Yeah,
so it was,
I agree.
Kind of fun. And Stacey forgot one of the most important factors about where she's located.
Oh,
Yeah, that's right. When I visited her, Larry, for the first time, I got a chance to have a Whataburger.
Yeah, I don't think I ever had one. I might have had one, okay, in Arizona, but I'm not sure of that.
Well, I had to. It was after the meeting. I was driving away, and I believe it was, and Stacey will know exactly where, but I think it was off of 95 or something. I'm like, oh, I got to go to that Whataburger. I've never had one, and I've got to go get one.
And how was it, Jeff?
Oh, fantastic. And I had some rings with it. Let me put it this way. While I love Stacey and she's doing some great things, that Whataburger is also pretty tempting.
We love Stacey. We love her school district. She works with children. She helps them read and write. But in perspective, Whataburger is just maybe as good. I don't know. We'll see.
It's close.
Yeah,
it's close.
Right. Which is really a plug for, I hope they're listening at Whataburger, for goodness sakes. All right? Unbelievable. That's a right. Jeff, let's start with you. Just tell everybody about Text Help, the company.
Sure. Text Help's been around about 25 years.
Yep.
And we were originally really focused on creating products to help kids with special needs. And the founder, really interesting story, won't go into it at great length here, but his father had a stroke and was in his 60s and basically couldn't communicate with folks. So he developed basically what has become Read and Write for his father, and it really is true. And there's a lot of funny stories about how the company grew. But 25 years later, we have over 32 million users of our products.
Yeah.
And even as I say that number, I just cannot believe it. It's just staggering.
And what you're saying, if I heard this correctly, is Read and Write the original product?
It is. It was called something else very, very early on. But Read and Write was the original and obviously focused on reading and writing supports, and we'll talk about that down the road. But we've evolved now to – and, Larry, I talk about the three R's, and I'm a little older than many. And the three R's used to mean reading, writing, and arithmetic. But nowadays it could be reuse, recycle, and I forgot what the third one is. It was funny because I was at a trade show and the topic was called the three R's, and people said, you know, is it reduce, reuse, and recycle? And I said, really? This is an educational conference. I said, no, reading, writing, arithmetic. So the company has developed products that cross the spectrum. And it's one of those companies that our turnover is non-existent. What we do is fantastic. We get to work with great people like Stacey all over the U.S. and, well, all over North America, actually, all over the world. So it's we love it. It's pretty fantastic.
It is, and it's a great company. I always use my standard joke. We have to move on from the original three R's because we have to remember of those original three R's, read and write and arithmetic, only one of them actually begins with an R.
Right?
Yes.
Right. So we have to move on from that, okay? It's just worth talking about there at any rate. Stace, besides being beautiful and having a Whataburger off of 95, tell us about Nassau County, okay?
Well,
Nassau County
is a small to medium rural district. We're working on 17 schools. We're in process.
Are you
on
a speakerphone? Wait a minute, Stace, are you on a speakerphone?
I am not. I'm on a cell phone.
It sounds tinny. I just can't figure that out. Talk right into your microphone. Go ahead. Right into the receiver. Go ahead. Yeah. Do it.
Okay. Let's see.
That's better.
How is
that's
that?
Better.
Is that better?
Better.
Okay. I'm going to keep turning the volume all the way up. Okay. Nassau County is a small to medium. We're kind of moving into the medium-sized rural district in North Florida. We're working on a 17th school here soon. So we're not huge, but we're definitely one of the largest growing districts in Florida.
Cool.
Everybody wants to move here. So we also pride ourselves. We were priding ourselves in our ability to serve special needs students because where we lie is right between two different military bases. And so oftentimes when students with special needs are shipped in and out with their families, we're blessed to be able to serve them.
You are indeed. Helping those military families is so important. What is the biggest city in Nassau County?
I would say it's Yulee. It's the biggest. So we have Fernandina Beach, Yulee, Amelia Island is part of it. Then we have Callahan, Florida, and Hilliard.
Boy, you know, I've driven through it, as a lot of people have, you know, as you go down 95 into Florida. And, yes. And at Fernandina Beach, I certainly know. Okay, it's interesting.
It's the very first exit.
Wow. I'm learning something here today, and thank you for that. And the fact that it's a fairly rural district is important as well, and also bless your hearts for taking care of those military families. That's just wonderful, okay? And I want to ask you, I know you're in learning support and disability services for the school board. Are you the director of those things, Stace, or what is your role exactly?
Yeah, so my role exactly is I'm a little unique in my role, to be honest with you, but I come from a background. I'm not a traditional classroom teacher, but I work with the related service department. So I am, the lead assistive technology specialist. I also have my license to practice physical therapy. So I come from sort of a rehab background / in education. I finished up my master's in special ed with assistive technology. And that's essentially where I work right now. Yeah.
Well, so you have a special ed master's degree, and assistive technology is so darn important. That's a wonderful place for you to be. Okay, they're very lucky to have you there, I got to tell you that. That's just great. So let's talk about the last year. And actually, I'll go back to Jeff. Jeff, from the company's point of view, what's the last year, the COVID year, been like? Jeff.
Larry, it's actually very interesting because we, for a long time, I would say the past 5 years in particular, have sort of said, you know, tools that we typically would aim at a special needs population. Maybe it's an exceptional student population. Maybe it's an English as a second language population. Maybe it's an underperforming population for whatever reason. Educational content has moved to the digital environment, the questions we ask is, how are you allowing students to interact with that digital content? In the old days, we would talk about auditory learners. We might talk about visual learners. We might talk about tactile learners, et cetera. Okay, now that content is moving digitally, how are you going to allow students to interact with that content on those same principles? And it's called, you're probably familiar with this one, it's called Universal Design for Learning. So our tools kind of sit at that intersection. Well, when everything sort of went remote and everybody sort of that link between supports, physical people, in-person supports disappeared, guess whose products kind of stand at the forefront with the ability to kind of allow students to interact that way? The textile products.
Yep.
So we have seen over the last year and a half, no exaggeration, I think read and write usage has almost tripled. Our STEM product, Equatio, I think the numbers are 10 times. Teachers are now doing a lot in PDF formats, you know, and they're asking students to complete worksheets digitally. And so we have PDF tools that will allow students to annotate. So basically, long story short, and you got to stop me because I can keep going for hours.
Keep going. It's okay.
But long story short, the tools really kind of hit the intersection of the needs of people, not just the specific populations I've talked about, but really the broad category of students now at home. What we found is it's one of those, every once in a while you're in the right place at the wrong time. This is a tough situation for everybody, but it just happened to work out very well for Text Help.
It's interesting you say that. I got to say, Jeff, because we always use curb cuts as an example or closed captioning on TV. The things we develop for folks who have some sort of special need, okay, always wind up in the mainstream. Okay, they always seem to be the right place at the right time. And it just grows like that, and this is just another example of that. Okay, so go ahead.
I'm sorry, I was going to say the example we use is, sidewalks, at the end of the sidewalk, there's the use of the little dip so that people with wheelchairs, et cetera, can go through it, and yet we all use it now, we all take advantage of it. So what we say is, the phrase that's used, and Stacey knows this, what these tools are essential for some populations, essential tools, but generally speaking, beneficial for all. That's kind of a phrase we've kind of taken.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
Okay, I could not agree with you more. Stacey, go ahead, speak. ahead, Stacey.
Well, I was just saying, so Larry, so when we began our journey with Read and Write in my district, we began looking. I was looking specifically for tools for my special education students. I needed to find a way that I could provide them their accommodations to the best that I could, but also release some of the one-on-one needs with a teacher, you know. And so I started with my free version of Read and Write, and then I realized this is really awesome, and I don't want all my tools to disappear after the free version. And then we evolved into, this is more than just special education. This is lots of kids. This is our ELL students. This is our gifted students. And we were really pleased. And so then as we began to build capacity with it, it was like they realized, you know, with the ESSA mandates and so forth, we had to have some sort of UDL product in our reading. And then this was the answer to that, to say any kid can have this available. I mean, I have to share, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners know of Katie Novak. I mean, she's just a UDL guru who I look up to and read all of her stuff. But she gives a really great analogy, and she calls it her dinner party analogy. And sort of the same thing I look at the tool for Read and Write is that, you know, if you're a good hostess and you have a bunch of people coming over for a dinner party, and then you've got several people who have allergies, several people who are lactose intolerant, several people who are vegetarian, all these different things. You want to be able to provide them what they want, but would you rather set out a buffet and let them pick for themselves, or would you rather, you know, make 30 different meals? Well, in my opinion, I would rather lay out that buffet, and I feel like kind of Read and Write toolbar is like our buffet toolbar right at the top of our computer screens.
Well, you can't get a better endorsement than that. I got to tell you, that's just amazing. No, I'm serious. That's just it's just great. And you know, I have to ask, Stacey. You described Nassau County, Florida, as a rural county, and I just when you look back over this past nutsy year, okay, since last March with the horrors of COVID, okay, and I know you guys went back to school earlier than most other states. I do know that, but I'm just curious, how did it all work out? Okay, because special ed, in particular, special needs, was a real challenge this year. Okay, as those kids need a more personal touch, if I may. Okay, and you know, it was hard this year. So just talk about this particular year and put it in, if you want, put it into perspective. And let me finish here for a second because I want to make the point. One of the other challenges we had this year besides special needs was broadband access. You know, and again, I realize Florida went back a little earlier than most. Okay, but you know, as you put together educational technology tools in a rural county, we have to be sure that the kids have home access to the internet, et cetera. Just throw all that into the mix, and I can only imagine how talk about the beginning of the COVID year and where we are now. Again, Nassau County, Florida.
Okay. So the beginning of our COVID year, we realized, I think, very quickly that we were somewhat under-digitalized, and we began making hard packets of information for students, and we were going to get those hard packets out, and it was huge and overwhelming. You know, so we did the best we could to begin with, and it was kind of, quote-unquote, in my mind, a brick-and-mortar kind of approach to a virtual situation. As we began to realize, okay, we've got to get these computers out to these students. And so the computers started going out. Parents would drive through the parking lot, pick up their computer. Well, then we started realizing we've got to have some hotspots available for kids. And so, like, how are we going to do that? We literally had parents that we would offer come and they could sit in their vehicles and pick up the internet if they needed at a school parking lot. And so it was not pretty at times, it was answering the need as fast as we could answer it. And so you're right. I mean, there were moments of, you know, freezing, and I mean, I got to say that teachers had to do a really quick understanding. I mean, we honestly had teachers who, you know, if they have a cell phone and they're texting, that's high tech for them, you know.
Exactly.
And we had to teach
Thank
them
you for saying
what
that.
Is Teams, what
yep.
is, I mean, it's the reality that we all had to learn brand new language, essentially, and then try to help our students learn it. So, you know, I have to say that we still have gaps that we are trying to fill. I mean, we luckily did go back to brick and mortar. We've been back this entire school year. That doesn't mean that everyone came back. We had options. So we still have distance learners out there that, mm-hmm. you know, they are a little concerned about returning, but hopefully will soon. But we meet their needs still where they are. So we're still virtually meeting with some, and we're still we're working brick and mortar with others. So, yes, the special education component was a huge challenge. It continues to be a challenge. I know in the state of Florida, you know, every district is still looking for students. You know, we're trying to find them and be like, come back, or where are you at?
Yep.
But I think that realizing that we were under digitalized. I mean, I know that our district works hand in hand. With some of the bigger tech companies and communication companies. I mean, I throw the name AT&T out there because that's the first one that came to my mind. But, you know, working with them on how can we get access, and they were giving away, like, free hotspots to families mm-hmm. that were in need and so forth so that we could be sure that they had access to the Internet.
You know, and the story you just told, I have to say, you guys are – I'm sure you recognize this. You guys are not alone out there. Okay, what you just described was the majority, I hate to say it, of school districts in one way or another. Okay, there were a few places that were got it right beforehand. Not that they saw the future of the pandemic, but they figured out the educational technology challenges before the pandemic hit. And the pandemic opened up the door and said, look at this, we got to fix this. Hopefully we'll all get better as they, you know, I hate to say it because a lot of people died, but it's an opportunity, and I hope everybody realizes that and sees it, and I've said that so many times here on the show. But what you guys went through, by the way, congratulations to you and all your other colleagues, okay, no matter what position they're in the school district, for doing all that for the kids and to the parents, too. It's, you know, everybody got caught short, and we learned that we can't get caught short in the future. Things are going to change, et cetera. I want to talk to you, and Jeff, I'm going to let you hop on in a second, but I want to ask Stacey this. When we think of text help, we think of think of special needs kids. But, you know, English language learners, you mentioned this, and this is a challenge across the country. Believe me, it's not just in Florida, okay? Everybody knows that. It's literally in places you wouldn't think. And my classic example is I live in Maine. When you said people were in the parking lot and freezing, it was probably 60 degrees. Okay, we call that springtime up here. All right, we've got 60 degrees today. We're all walking around with shorts and T-shirts. Okay, so that the view depends on the point of view there. But, you know, here in Maine, we have a huge Somali population, immigrants in Lewiston, Maine, Somalia. Go figure, okay? The ELL population is everywhere, and we have to teach these kids, okay, and like we've done every immigrant group over the centuries. Talk about how you would use the text help products, in this case, Read and Write. You mentioned it before with English language learners, if you can.
Yes. Well, we are able, and we continue to do this. We're able to use the different tools, like the dictionary tool, the talk and type tool. I mean, Read and Write has hundreds of different languages that are able to be picked. So in the conversion process for the top huge languages, especially in our area for Spanish, you know, we have a lot of students who they know how to go in and set their tool, and the teachers can then give them everything that they've already typed out in English and convert it for themselves. And so, and it's also, we've been able to use some of the dictionary and even during meetings with parents, for the interaction between our, you know, the families, that we weren't typically able to have unless we called it an interpreter of some sort. So, you know, it's been a useful tool even outside of the box for us to be able to convert the different languages that we're serving for those populations.
And by the way, thank you for bringing up just for parent meetings. It makes people feel comfortable, okay? And Jeff,
yeah.
I mean, thank you. That's a key point, okay, with all of this. And, Jeff, talk about that in relation to read and write, okay, as you sell the product into schools across the country. And one other thing I want you to just talk about. Can you hear me, Jeff?
I can.
Okay, one of the other things I want you to talk about, and just touch on it. I think it's obvious, but I want to say it. We're talking about schools, but all these products can help. And I just want to say this in the workplace too. Okay, we bring people from everywhere through schools, but they have to go into the workplace as well. They may need special devices there too. Okay, and it helps for inclusive workplaces as well. I just think it's important. Go ahead, Jeff. Just comment on what you're hearing from other districts as well about this, ELL and all that sort of thing.
Sure, absolutely. So I don't know if we mentioned this before, but Orange County, no small district in Florida, has had us for several years district-wide, and they actually use it. And it's really interesting there. So Spanish was first, but Haitian Creole, in their case, was second. And, Larry, up by you, we're amazingly strong in Eastern Canada, and French is actually the second most desired language as far as kind of what we do. So generally speaking, when we talk about school districts, and I'll talk about workplace in just a second, so the essential – go back to what I had said earlier. The essential sort of groups, it's the first one is typically exceptional student or special education. The second one is English as a second language or English language learners or ELLs, depending on how it's phrased. So those two – so I have – I'll just give you a couple of easy examples. Montgomery County, Maryland, a very large and prestigious academically district. Their ESOL population purchased tens of thousands of licenses this year, which is actually the first time that group has purchased. Wake County, North Carolina, which is the largest district in North Carolina, literally this last month bought a whole several thousand licenses for their English language learners because we have, as Stacy alluded, we have a regular dictionary, a picture dictionary. We translate into scores of languages. And so what we try to do is actually, and I think one of the phrases that I think I saw is level the field, you know, kind of allow students equal access and understanding of content. And that's really kind of what a lot of those tools do. We actually have within TechSub, we have a workplace division that actually takes read and write, it morphs it a little bit, right, because some things aren't appropriate for the workplace environment in terms of some of our tools. But we absolutely, that's a very growing division within the company.
Yeah.
So your point is well taken. That it's really in a lot of different contexts that these tools can be very useful.
Kind of like what we go back to before, talking about UDL, Universal Design of Learning. It works.
Right.
It works everywhere. You know, it's amazing. And Orange County, by the way, which you mentioned in Florida, is Orlando, right?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's
so
right. And we're in Palm Beach. You know, we're everywhere. Duval uses us. So, you know, We're making and there's some big things we're working on with some other districts. So hopefully, but Larry, I'll tell you something interesting, and this is pretty obvious. We need someone like Stacy to really make this happen. My joke is, you know, with kids, you don't have to sort of explain League of Legends to them or whatever the hottest video game is. Somehow, whatever the language is, it just goes like wildfire. Tools like Read and Write or Equatio or our Fluency Tutor product or our writing product, they have to have, generally speaking, a champion. And Stacy, you might be able to tell, she's pretty passionate about it.
Yeah, she's
and
good at it.
When you have, she's great at it. Not good, she's great at it. because initially you people just they'll shake their head, yeah, we understand UDL, yeah, we, you know, but it's a little bit of a change of behavior, and unless you have someone really carrying the flag, and it's not an external person, right? I can talk about how wonderful the product is all day long, but when you hear it from someone inside the district or inside the company, it makes an enormous difference. So we're very grateful for folks like Stacey.
Well, and that's why I was so, when Kira put the show together, with me, okay, from Text Help, okay, I was thrilled to see that Stacey was joining us, because the voice of the actual educator in making sure people understand how valuable what we do here at Education Talk Radio is to everybody. It's the voice, you know, me talking and Jeff, you talking, that's fine, we get some information across. But the emotion and the power really comes from a voice like Stacey's, okay, which really makes a change. And so does the good work, Stacey. Yeah.
Well,
Jeff
we
and I
really
are nothing.
We believe in it. We believe.
Yeah. And, well, you
and
use
our
it,
students,
and you know it
you know,
works,
Larry
and you wouldn't
and
be.
Jeff,
yeah, go ahead.
We do know what works, and we do know what frustrates teachers, and we do know what frustrates students. And, you know, people, we don't have time anymore, and I can, you know, I feel like I can say we don't have time to waste time. You know, we've got
right.
already gaps that we've got. We were already filling gaps prior to COVID, and now we have other gaps that we have to fill. And, you know, we have bridges that are being built, but we just need to have the right tools that are crossing the bridge, you know? And so I am passionate about it because I have a perspective from students. I mean, again, I work mostly with special education, but I believe all of them are capable. And that's the one thing that I've liked about a huge Read and Write is that even if your tools are only consist of one tool, a student can learn it. I've got specialized students that are in our IND population, which are, you know, probably we could say are the lowest of the low cognitively. They can teach me back now how to use it, and they're excited about it. And where is it? I had students virtually learning. It's like, hey, how do I get my thing back on my computer? You know, that puzzle piece. And so we, you know, we're moving on our five-year anniversary time with having Read and Write across our district for all students, and it's just now to the place where we are, it's almost fully integrated. Like, everyone knows, you just know you have it, go find it, use it how you want, and it's no longer considered cheating. You know, it's a good thing,
yeah.
And it's exciting.
I've talked to you, but my idea of cheating, this is amazing. We're trying to teach kids to be career ready. All right, and I don't know of anybody who's the CEO of a company who walks into, like, their marketing department and says, I need a marketing plan for next year, clear your desk. Nobody does that, okay? You're supposed to use all the resources you have, okay? And I never understood the clear your desk thing, okay? That's just rote memory and crapola, okay? You use resources to get the job done. And, you know, there's an interesting sidelight to what you're saying. Stace, I think I'm getting feedback from your phone. Would you move your – there's a chirping sound. Do you hear it, Jeff?
Just a little bit, yep.
There you go.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. You're forgiven. Believe me, you're going to heaven anyway. Don't worry about it.
I'm going to stand next to the window.
You're going that's good. You know, it's interesting. Next year, because of everything we went through, and even in Florida districts where they tried to get where they got most of the kids back, there's been learning loss, let's face it, okay? It's been a rough year, all right? And if we don't use all the tools at our disposal, okay, we're really making a dumb mistake. And we have to think back to, like, when you watch a carpenter work, okay? If he's got a power drill, he's not going to use a hand drill. If there's a power drill available, he's not going to use a hand drill. If he has a nail gun, he's not going to use a hammer. All right? And it's the same thing, and by that it could also be she's not going to use a hammer or a nail gun or whatever. Okay? The point, there can be lady carpenters, yes, indeed. Look at Karen Carpenter as an example. That was a bad joke. We'll move on. My point is, all right, that tools, what you folks at Text Help do, Read and Write, okay? It's a tool, and it's going to make catching up easier, better, far better. Okay, I think it's probably going to make it about 80% better. Okay, and who's going to give up that 80%? Okay, at a time when we really need to have every tool at our disposal. Okay, and Jeff, that to me is the I hate to use the word selling point, but it is the selling point. We've got the tools to do it. Let's make it happen. Jeff, your thoughts? And we're chirping again. We're chirping again.
Larry, confidence.
I'm trying
to
get rid of it, guys. I don't know what to do. I'm out of school, and I'm trying to.
I hate to be rude because I love animals. Shoot the parakeet. Shoot the parakeet. No, I know. I'm just kidding. No parakeet.
Larry, I would say confidence begets confidence. You know, because if I'm comfortable that I start to understand something, then, I'm only going to grow. And it's one of the fun things about working for this company is what we do really matters and really affects change.
Yeah, it does.
And to me, the great equalizer or leveler is education. If I can get everybody educated and moving along and have
right.
career opportunities for them, then a lot of the inequalities or inequities we face, and I'm not going to go, all societal and everything, but I think it makes an enormous difference, enormous difference. There's lots of other issues, of course, but if we can actually educate everybody, well and to a good level, I just think you want to talk about, again, I'll just say it this way, a lot of other issues tend to fall by the wayside. So
it's all.
Jeff, and if I can add to that,
you certainly may.
I was just thinking that the inequitable. But if you add, I think of the word independence. If we add a level of independence to our students, then we're going to add confidence. If we add confidence, then they're going to want to learn, and their eyes and their ears are open to more if we give them the ability to be a little more independent. And I see that Read and Write helps us with that.
That is a great point, and I mean, the point you folks are making today is just amazing, and I hope we're getting that across to everybody who's listening. You know, we can't afford not to use all the tools at our disposal, and you heard Stacy talking here, everybody, okay? Read and Write, but all these things from TechStuff, they make sense, and they make sense in a universal design for learning, okay, where it works for everybody. All right, so please, I mean, it's just that important. We got about 3 minutes left. What's your favorite story from last year? First thing comes to mind, Stacy, about your work over this COVID year. What's the fun thing?
Well, the fun thing is some of the technology that we did use with our iPads. I don't know if I mentioned, but I do physical therapy direct sessions with students. So I did have some direct virtual sessions with kids, and I have worked with kids looking at the underneath of their beds. I have worked with kids running through their houses, and I have met every one of their pets. I can tell you that much. But that has definitely been a joy. So I know everyone's guinea pigs and fish and stuffed animals. But I think that as far as directly related to Read and Write tools, I mean, it's been positive for me when I would have a parent reach out and say, hey, Johnny is looking for his thing and I don't know what he's talking about. And then we talk and we finally figure out, he's talking about his toolbar. And to be able to know that we were able to pivot right away with that. Students, it made me feel like I was accomplished with my accommodations. I mean, I have to say that much.
That makes it all makes a difference, I got to tell you. I mean, it's just, it's inspiring. As mentioned, you are going to heaven. I don't, right, Jeff and I, because I doubt if we're going, okay? But I know you are, Stace.
Well, that's good. I do say, do unto
Jeff
others what you have done unto you.
Yeah, Jeff might be. I can't guarantee anything here. Okay, except Stacy's going.
He'll go, and he may be wearing a Whataburger like hat or something when he gets there.
That T-shirt, right? It's great stuff. Both of you, thank you so much. You're both terrific at what you do, and what you're doing for kids is just so important. And what can I do except say thank you so much? okay? Enjoy this spring when we all get better from all this mess. So, Stacey Alvarez, thank you so much. And Jeff Levinson, thank you, my friend. Both of you.
You guys take care. Larry, thank you for a very, very fun time together.
My pleasure.
Yes,
indeed it was.
So
okay. Thanks, Stace. You take care, both of you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye right, now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Stacey. Bye-bye.
And Stacey, thank you. He's exactly right. Jeff Levinson, who's the regional director at Text Help for the East Coast. Okay, so he deals with school districts all through, from, as he said, from Maryland down to the tip of Florida. All right? And Stacey Alvarez, who is she's in learning support. I'm going to give the right title here, Learning Support and Disability Services of Nassau County, Florida, which is the district north of Jacksonville. So we all learned that together, too. The product is Read and Write, but the company is TextHelp at TextHelp.com, and they are a wonderful company. All right, we're going to archive over it. ACE-ED.org, that's our consortium for equity in education. Please go over there at ACE-ED.org. You'll be amazed at what we're doing. You can join in the fun, and everything is free over there for pre-K-12 folks. I'm Larry Jacobs. Thank you all.